Welcome to the Enterprise Mobility Suite Overview. My name is Michael Hacker, and I'm a cloud architect for Microsoft. I cover the central region for the state and local government team. My email address is mhacker@microsoft.com, and I also have a blog at blog.mikehacker.net. I highly recommend that you check out my blog as I post resources and news related to cloud-based solutions. So today we are talking about the Enterprise Mobility Suite, and we're going to get started by talking about the challenges that organizations have for mobility, and then we're going to go through how Microsoft's Enterprise Mobility Suite can help you address those specific challenges. We'll step through each of the products that are part of the Enterprise Mobility Suite, and then we'll wrap it up by talking about an offering that we have that's valid until December 31st, 2014. So let's get started by talking about some of the challenges that we have in the enterprise and organizations run into related to mobility. First off, you know, employees want to be able to work from anywhere at any time. And when we say that, it really means that they want to be able to work in their office, maybe at home, but it also could mean that they're working in conference rooms or different buildings, different states, or even different countries, depending on their specific work requirements. And they want to be able to be productive at anywhere at any time. And we know that about a third of today's global workforces is using at least three different devices to do their jobs. They have their personal devices, they have corporate-owned devices, and we have to find ways to allow them to use the device that they're very, very attached to. We know that a lot of people that have smartphones or tablets are using their own devices at organizations to access corporate information, corporate data. And these may not be necessarily well protected. And we know that these devices, are in many different flavors. We could be talking about Windows phones, we could be talking about Windows tablets, but we could also be talking about iPhones, iPads, Android tablets, Android phones. So we have lots of different devices depending on the personalities of the individuals that are using them. They choose them because they are something that matter to them. And one of the challenges that we see is that when users start using these devices and they start accessing information from different locations, they realize that they might be blocked from being able to send files or access files or data in specific locations. And so they immediately try to look for ways around that. They start looking at software as a service applications that might be free or low cost that they can go and purchase or procure to be able to accomplish the tasks that they want. However, this is going around the protections that IT has put into place to protect the data and the user from malicious activities. Unfortunately, as we see in the upper right-hand corner, 80% plus of employees admit to using non-approved software as a service applications in their jobs. This is a huge security hole, and it is what we call shadow IT. Now, Microsoft provides a solution called Application Discovery that allows you to be able to detect within your organization which software as a service applications are currently being used, and then allow you to get your hands around those and be able to appropriately manage those. And one of the other things that we see as being a big issue is that we have all of these different devices, and if they're not appropriately protected, there's risk of data being lost or leaked because a device is stolen or devices lost. So we need to identify ways that we can protect this. So at a high level, our challenge looks like this. We have a bunch of users that want to be able to work from anywhere. They want to be able to work on the device that they want to use, whether that's an Apple device, whether that's an Android device, whether that happens to be a Windows device. They want to be able to use a different collection of applications that may or may not be managed currently by the IT organization. And where the risk comes in, they want to be able to access enterprise data. They want to be able to get access to this data so that they can be productive. They're only trying to do their jobs. However, unfortunately, they don't necessarily understand all of the risks of accessing this data outside of the organization. So how do we protect this? Well, Microsoft's solution is what we call the Enterprise Mobility Suite. The Enterprise Mobility Suite consists of three separate products called Microsoft Azure Active Directory Premium, which is used for hybrid identity, Microsoft Intune, which is used for mobile device management, and Microsoft Azure Rights Management Services, which is for access and information protection. So this is the suite that we're going to be talking about today. And we're going to walk through each one of those individual products to explain how they're going to protect your organization. Now, I know this sounds a little cliche, but we look at this like a three-legged stool. Enterprise mobility is much more than just mobile device management, and unfortunately, most organizations only look at it as mobile device management. In that case, you're missing two of the other legs that support that stool that protects the organization from damage. You also need a great identity solution, and you need a great way to protect your data. Now, for those of you that have Office 365 today, you may have heard a recent announcement where we're including some additional mobile device management and enterprise mobility suite types of capabilities inside of Office 365. Well, here you see across the bottom, these are the capabilities that we're going to be offering inside of Office 365 with a Office 365 subscription. What we see above is the additional capabilities above and beyond what Office 365 provides that the Enterprise Mobility Suite provides. So there's lots of additional value that you get out of the Enterprise Mobility Suite. So let's go ahead and step into each of those three specific areas that we see here. We're going to start with hybrid identity. So hybrid identity is this idea of extending your identity service to the cloud. Now, this is through Microsoft Azure Active Directory Premium. Now, it's important to understand that Microsoft Azure Active Directory Premium is not a domain controller replacement. It's the ability to extend your existing Active Directory on-premises into the cloud, which brings along a lot of additional capabilities. And we see a few of these here, which we'll talk about in a moment. So with hybrid identity, it gives us the ability to really enable our users, to give them the ability to work anywhere at any time by allowing them to do self-service experiences, to be able to do self-service password resets. We are able to protect our data through things such as strong authentication, which is multi-factor authentication. And we're also able to centralize the identity through single sign-on capabilities. So we're able to federate or connect to thousands of software as a service applications that are out there today that users might be already using. So we can provide this really good single sign-on experience to those applications without having to go through all of the additional work that an organization would normally have to do to try to set that up. So Azure Active Directory Premium is built on top of the free offering of Azure Active Directory. So if you're already running Office 365 or CRM Online, you already have an Azure Active Directory environment configured, and you probably have already established the synchronization between your on-premises Active Directory and Azure Active Directory. Azure Active Directory Premium is built on top of that, which also gives you some additional enterprise class capabilities. We also give you usage rights to Forefront Identity Manager Server and the CALs related to it. So this provides you a full, true identity management solution that spans both on-premises and the cloud. So this allows you to take advantage of this directory in the cloud, allows you to do things such as group-based application access and single sign-on to those software as a service applications. We can do some company branding. We can monitor how people are logging in and be able to use some reports based on machine learning to help us identify if there's some sort of risk to our organization. We can then use multi-factor authentication to lock down those high-risk accounts. We could enable it for all users or maybe just a few. And then we could also empower our users through self-service password resets and the ability to do group management. So here at a high level is a breakdown of what Azure Active Directory Premium can bring you. Now, a couple things that I want to point out here is the group-based application access. This enables you to use Azure Active Directory groups to provide access to software as a service applications through the new My Application Portal, which we'll demonstrate here in just a little bit. We can also do self-service group management. So if you have users that need to be able to manage Active Directory groups, they can easily do it now through the portal with Azure Active Directory Premium. Now, if your users are going to be mobile, they may forget their passwords when they're out and about. If that occurs, how do they go about getting their password reset? If you don't have a 24/7 help desk, then these people are going to have to wait for someone to help them reset their password. But with Azure Active Directory Premium, we provide that capability right directly through the portal, so they can easily sign in and reset their password right through the portal experience. And we'll demonstrate a little bit of that here in just a moment. So let's take a look at what some of this looks like inside of Azure Active Directory. So the first step is logging into the Azure Active Directory portal and enabling directory synchronization. So directory synchronization is the process of taking users and groups that you have on premises and synchronizing them into the Azure Active Directory environment. And this is actually a very simple process. You first come here to the portal, you toggle the switch from deactivated to activated, and then you follow the four-step process that is displayed on the page. Once you have done this, this will automatically enable the directory synchronization from your on-premises Active Directory securely into Azure Active Directory. Now, this is really kind of like a black box configuration where once you have it set up, you just forget about it. There is no additional maintenance that's required. It will automatically manage and maintain the directory integration on its own. Next, you might want to sign up or set up your company portal. So we can come in here and set up our image, our logo that we want when people sign in. We can also see below the sign in button that there's a can't access your account. If the user forgot their password, they can click there, and as long as they've already registered for self-service password reset, they'll be able to securely reset their password and then be able to gain access back into their applications and data that they need to have access to. Now, Azure Active Directory Premium provides a company portal where applications that your users need to have access to will be displayed easily for them, and it gives them single sign-in access to these applications. Now, IT defines what applications users have access to, and they can define this access on an individual user basis or on a group basis. And these applications can be a combination of enterprise applications, software as a service applications, or consumer applications, depending on the needs of the organization. These applications are enabled for single sign-on. So once the user has logged into the portal using their enterprise credentials, they can then just easily click on one of these icons to be taken to that application and have them automatically be signed in. Also in the portal is the profile capability, where they can easily see information about themselves coming from Active Directory. Since they're already logged in, they have the ability to change their password. So if they need to change their password for any reason, they can just go ahead and click on the change password icon and then change their password in Active Directory. If they want to register to be able to do password resets, they will click on the register for password reset icon on the bottom. Now, we recommend that when you roll out Azure Active Directory Premium, you encourage all of your users to go through the register for password reset process. So that way, if they are outside of the organization and they're trying to access their applications and they forget their password, they can easily reset it automatically themselves. Now, when they go through the password reset registration process, they will be asked to provide a couple of additional pieces of information, such as a mobile phone number or an alternate email address where we can validate they are who they say they are, so we can then complete the password reset process. As mentioned earlier, Azure Active Directory Premium also provides the ability to do group management. So here we see an example of multiple groups that have been defined in Azure Active Directory that this user has the ability to manage. So they can create additional groups, as we can see, but they can also manage the existing groups that they have by adding or removing memberships from those groups. This makes it really easy for people to be able to manage groups that they might use in on-premises solutions or in SharePoint Online or other Office 365 products. Now, one of the key important aspects of Azure Active Directory is the ability to enable multi-factor authentication. Now, multi-factor authentication is the ability to turn on or off a capability for all users or individual users so that when they log in, they have to perform a second step to identify who they are. We know that usernames and passwords are generally not super secure, So we want to have this extra form of authentication to ensure that the person that's accessing the environment really is who they say they are. Now, historically, this has been done with these key fobs, these little devices that had to be managed by IT. They had to do inventory control on them and hand them out. And they had usually a 6 or 7 digit number, sometimes even more, that you had to enter in every time you went to log in. Well, those devices are easily lost, and they add a complexity of management and cost to the IT environment. Well, with Azure Active Directory, you can easily turn on multi-factor authentication and utilize the user's existing mobile or desk phone to provide that second form of authentication. Now, Azure Active Directory multi-factor authentication allows users to authenticate in one of three ways. One, they could receive a phone call to their desk phone or their mobile device. When they receive the phone call, they have to hit a key on the phone to indicate that they authorize the login. If they do not authorize the login, they can hit the asterisk symbol on the device, and that will log it as a suspicious activity and will also prevent the login from occurring. A second form is through text messaging, which is what you're seeing on the screen right now. The user will receive a text message with either a code or the ability to reply to the text message to go ahead and then proceed with that login process. If they do not process either by replying to the text message or entering in the code into the login page, they will not be able to log in. The third option is through an application that is installed on their device. Now, this application will give them a toast notification, so a little pop-up, and they can either hit yes or no to allow the login to proceed. So once again, this eliminates the need for IT to manage those costly key fob type of devices for multi-factor authentication. We can use a device that the user already has, which is their phone. Now, we also mentioned that Azure Active Directory Premium has advanced reporting capabilities to help you detect suspicious activity. So here's some examples of the reports that you'll find in Azure Active Directory Premium. The first group of reports is all about suspicious activity. So these are sign-ins from unknown sources or sign-ins after multiple failures that might indicate that someone's trying to break into your environment. The second set of reports are activity logs or activity reports that let you know what's going on in your Active Directory along with password reset activity and password reset registration activity. And then finally, the integrated applications. So when you integrate Azure Active Directory Premium with one of those thousands of software as a service applications that are available, you will get application usage information and account provisioning information right through this report.